Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage is just one verse. It's going to come from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul." I mentioned this briefly in the last sermon I preached a few weeks ago, that at a conference, there was one speaker who talked about several times what he called the superglue of this world. And that image just stuck with me, that there are things, there are practices that might be sinful, might not be sinful, but that lead to a greater attachment to the horizontal, to this world that is fading away. The book of 1 John warns us against loving the world, loving the things of this world, because it's going to distract us from that which we are called to as believers. I'll just speak for myself. Very often I am tempted to always be listening to something. I'm driving around, I'm doing dishes, doing something mindless at the office. I'll throw on a podcast, I'll throw on an audiobook. Again, this is not something that is necessarily bad. It could even be a Christian audiobook, Christian podcast. It often is. But it just seeks to always have noise going on in my ears. It's something I'm susceptible to. And where does Scripture say that God can often be found? You know, God was not in the fire. God was not in the storm. He was in the stillness. He was in the silence. So it's just one personal example of the superglue of this world that has me wanting to kind of be feeding my brain, when what I might need to do is to slow down and be quiet before the Lord so that I can hear Him speaking in my circumstance. At conference I was at, I bought some books to be reading after. And the one that I've been reading recently is called The Rare Jewel of Christian Contentment. This is an old Puritan paperback book. And I'm going to read an excerpt from this book that ties into this verse that we read. "When you are at sea, though you have not as many things as you have at home, you are not troubled at it. You are contented. Why? Because you are at sea. You are not troubled when storms arise. And though many things are otherwise than you would have had them at home, you are still quieted with the fact that you are at sea. When sailors are at sea, they do not care what clothes they have, though they are pitched and teared, and but a clout about their necks and any old clothes. They think of when they come home. Then they shall have their fine silk stockings and suits and laced bands and such things, and shall be very fine. So they are contented while away with the thought that it shall be different when they come home. And though they have nothing but salt meat and a little hard fare, yet when they come to their houses, they shall have anything. Thus it should be with us in this world, for the truth is, we are all in this world but as seafaring men, tossed up and down on the waves of the sea of this world, and our haven is heaven. Here we are traveling, and our home is a distant home in another world." So the practical application should be obvious, that we must not think of this world as our home. There are many things that may be good, may be bad, but seek to keep us contented here on earth and not to remember the true spiritual reality, which is we are aliens. We are just traveling through this world, and our home is another place. So we shouldn't seek to be 100% contented with the things of this world, because we are not made for this world, as C.S. Lewis pointed out. He has a famous quote that if there are longings in us that nothing in this world seems to satisfy, then the obvious conclusion would be that we were made for another world. So our practical application today, what are some of the practices, what are some of the things that tend to cement us in the here and now, tend to bring our focus away from Christ, where our home is, where our life is, seated at the right hand of the Father, and put them on the things that are here and now? The things that are temporal, the things that don't ultimately matter, as though they do ultimately matter. It's going to be different for different people. Is it entertainment choices? Is it certain relationships? Is it certain practices that I engage in on a given day, on a given week, that cement me to this world? And how can I replace those practices with things that tend to get us unstuck from the superglue of this world? Time in good Christian books, listening to worship music, time in the Word, time in prayer, time with other believers that remind us that this is not ultimately our home. And we want to be living like seafaring men and women. We want to live like soldiers who are on duty, and we have a task that needs to be done. And we can do it with God's grace and help. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the reminder that this world is not our home, that you are calling us to a better place. And so may we live in the light of that reality. Show us, convict us of the ways in our everyday lives that we are living for the here and now, when some of these things that may be good, may be bad, that are taking our attention away from you. May we surrender them at your feet because you are worth it. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.